Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jason Elliott, 5G Marketing Development at Nokia. Welcome, Jason. How's it going?
Really great. Excellent.
So tell me a little bit about what Nokia's got going on at Mobile World Congress, and what are the main themes here this week?
Well, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, obviously, everyone's talking about 5G, but not just about the technology. It's really about how 5G is going to be used. And, you know, when you look at the Nokia booth, which is absolutely amazing this year, we're really focusing on the use cases of 5G, like how our technology connects the world and what that means to consumers and enterprises and businesses. And we're really showcasing how our technology powers all those different types of use cases, everything from digital health to digital enterprise, your digital life and your digital city. So it's a really incredible view of how the future of technology will be powered and change our everyday lives.
You know, this is a great intro to something that I wanted to talk to you about, because 5G is very disruptive in terms of the kind of capabilities that it delivers, and shouldn't be viewed at as another speed bump along the G's, if you want to think about it that way. Why is that? And what does 5G deliver that is so transformative in terms of the way content will be consumed, the types of content that can be delivered in different types of environments?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. It's really 5G is about changing and additionally new business models. So the opportunity to create new types of businesses, and we'll see different types of players coming into the marketplace, creating new types of services that will get deployed. I think enterprises have a big role to play here, in addition to the traditional service provider market, because of the flexibility of the network. And when we talk about flexibility, you know, we can program the network according to different types of traffic. We can create new types of services. And also, obviously, because of the capacity of the network as well, we'll bring about new types of services like augmented and virtual reality as well. And the very low delay in the network, so that this latency topic that we talk about and hear about so often, will enable so many different types of new use cases. And I think that's where the enterprises and businesses and industrial automation, we talk a lot about Industry 4.0 and how that will be transformed by the wireless infrastructure, particularly 5G. And we're focusing a lot on that area too. That's going to be the real big difference with 5G.
Now, there needs to be a tremendous amount of infrastructure put in place to deliver 5G, and that is happening now. Tell me a little bit about how that process is going with your customers and what you're seeing in terms of carriers laying that foundation for 5G.
Already what's happening now is operators actually starting to build that infrastructure. They're virtualizing a lot of their network functions today in 4G and 4.5G and 4.9G as we go through the whole path to 5G. They're virtualizing their software functions, making their network more programmable. So they're using cloud-based data infrastructure to kind of realize all this, not only in centralized data clouds, but we're also pushing these network functions closer to the edge of the network. So this is where we really talk about multi-access edge computing. And this is a lot of the work that obviously that we're partnering with Intel on here and using the processors that Intel supplies in our Airframe product. Airframe can actually be deployed in multiple configurations, either in central cloud data centers, mid data centers, and also at the edge. And what's so powerful about the edge is we can start to realize a lot more new types of applications and services, because we're putting it closer to the access network, and that reduces the delay for all these kind of critical time-sensitive, latency-sensitive applications.
I know that Intel and Nokia recently collaborated on one of those types of environments in Shanghai. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, this was really fantastic, because we obviously do a lot of work together. And what's really powerful is that when you actually execute and you actually do something. In October last year at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Shanghai, we actually used the MEC platform, the multi-access edge computing platform, with our edge video orchestration application service. So we deployed multiple cameras in this venue, and then we take the live stream from those cameras, and then they're passed through the network to the MEC server, and then they're transcoded, all the video data, and then pushed back out to the people actually in the audience. So they can view multiple camera angles. It doesn't matter where they were sat in the arena. They could actually, from their smartphone or their tablet, they could actually view all the video from these different cameras actually in real time. And this is really different from what we've seen before, because normally you have to send it back to a central cloud, the data gets processed, and then it comes back. So you can never do it real time. So this was a fantastic opportunity to really get a glimpse of how we're going to change the experience that we have in stadiums in the future. And we're only going to extend this into more capabilities as we move towards 5G.
That's a really interesting use case, because a stadium is such a unique environment.
It
sometimes
is.
Completely empty.
Yes.
Sometimes filled with hundreds of thousands of people with smartphones.
That's right. There are two challenges here. One of them is addressing that capacity concern. So you have to densify the network, first of all, with smaller cells. And then when we move to 5G, we'll actually be able to have larger spectral bandwidth, so we can actually have more data throughput. And we can also combine different access technologies as well. So we could have LTE, we could have Wi-Fi, we'll have 5G in the future, or connecting to that edge platform using MEC. And that's the really powerful thing for the fans, is the network is becoming much more intelligent. So the best network could be selected for them in the future, and we can slice the network as well for certain applications and services. And that's another thing that will change. When we talked about the business models earlier, that opportunity, once we get to 5G and we can actually do network slicing, that will actually allow all these new business models.
Now, obviously, stadiums are not just pursued because we love sports. We can learn a lot from this in terms of other industries and other use cases that could be deployed. What are the other ones that Nokia is looking at in terms of areas where 5G will really transform early?
If you took the concept of a stadium in a specific defined geography and you looked at a large enterprise campus like a factory or a transportation hub, again, these are the kind of same scenarios where they need a very localized network for very specific applications and services. Particularly, I think, when you get to the industrial manufacturing sector, and they're starting to automate things a lot more now, not only just for efficiency and productivity, but also safety. There's a lot of safety control systems, and particularly as we see a lot more robots on the production line right now, but they're not replacing the humans, essentially. They're actually some of them working alongside the humans. And what we have to do is actually increase the safety control systems there. And the way we do that with wireless gives us the flexibility to be able to do that. And then obviously, again, with the edge computing using MEC, we can run different types of applications and services locally, so they're not going outside of that network, which creates that delay. So I think industrial type segments, and then the other types of industries that operate in this kind of campus type environment, there's a lot of opportunity there with enterprises.
Going back to the collaboration at the Mercedes Stadium, there was a paper written about this, and folks who are listening online can find that. Where can they go to download more information about this particular use case?
So you can follow links from Nokia.com, 5G pages, the Intel pages, and also we have a joint telecom TV channel, Intel Nokia channel. And if you go there, we have lots of collateral information, video interviews, solution briefs as well. And that will also link you back to several other white papers on the general 5G technology and the collaboration that we're doing together.
How can they get in contact with you and find out about Nokia's entire portfolio of solutions?
So again, if you go to NokiaNetworks.com, 5G, our 5G pages are right there. Follow us on all the social media channels as well, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Or you can email me, jason.elliott@nokia.com, and we can gladly help you out with more information.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.